Laboraverum News. Our epigenetic treatments coming, and specifically treatments for high blood cholesterol. The researchers use proteins called zinc finger proteins. These proteins can attach to the DNA strand in very specific points. In the experiment, these proteins were designed to bind to the PCSK9 gene, which is known to increase blood cholesterol levels. The researchers use zinc finger proteins as rails to tether some other proteins to this location. The resulting structure made the methyl tail attach to one of the nucleoproteins of the gene. And methyl turned off the entire gene, causing it to become silent and passive. The cholesterol levels in experimental mice dropped within a month of the procedure and remained low for nearly a year while the researchers tracked them. By the end of the experiment, there were no signs of the cholesterol levels going up. Given that rodents only live up to 2 years, this means the effects can last a lifetime. This is Laboraverum News, March 2024. My name is Ed Kenelosh. Hello. Epigenetics affects gene expression, that is, it turns genes on and off. For example, adding a methyl to a cytosine in cases where the cytosine is followed by guanine changes the function of the gene. Unlike genome editing methods such as CRISPR, the epigenetic procedure does not affect the nucleotide sequence of DNA. It does not destroy genes, does not need stem cells, and does not require the destruction of entire cell lines in the body to replace them with engineered cells. No, epigenetics is nothing like CRISPR. All it does is turn genes on and off. As simple as that. In the experiment described, the target was the PCSK9 gene located on chromosome 1. The gene encodes an enzyme that binds to special receptors on the surface of liver cells. The enzyme causes these receptors to submerge into the cell and destroys them inside. The problem is that these receptors are supposed to pick up low-density lipoproteins from the blood. If there are no receptors, then liver cells do not remove low-density lipoproteins from the bloodstream, and they continue to circulate in the blood. Each molecule of low-density lipoprotein carries up to 6,000 molecules of cholesterol. Thus, the more active the PCSK9 gene is, the less cholesterol enters the liver, and accordingly, the more cholesterol continues to circulate in the blood. If the PCSK9 gene does not work, blood cholesterol levels drop because cholesterol moves into liver cells. The experimental procedure using zinc finger proteins does just that, silences the PCSK9 gene. Epigenetics, as we know it today, arose in the 1990s and is still too young to be practical. In addition to the technical challenges, there are many uncertainties. One of the key questions was how long-lasting and sustainable the effect might be. The experiment confirmed its stability. Currently, more than 10 companies are focused on developing epigenetic editing therapies. A few have reported long-lasting effects in experimental animals, but this is the first publication in peer-reviewed journals. Hopefully, it might lead to the development of atherosclerosis treatment and prevention. Well, that's it for the story about the first practical development in epigenetics. You can find a detailed list of references along with the main points of this story and many other stories in our Facebook page. It was Ed Kenelosh. Laboraverum. Thank you. Take care.